Wednesday, January 31st. President had his first press conference of the new term today. And at the last minute, decided to do it in the press room on camera rather than in the Oval Office as he'd originally planned. It went pretty well, although he got over defensive and antagonistic on the question of healing the wounds after the war, and then got completely off base on a series of questions from Clark Mullenhoff regarding the Fitzgerald firing and Siemens use of executive privilege, which Clark poured in on, and the president got the cases mixed up and made the wrong answer, requiring substantial backing and filling to get a correction through. He had me in for only a very short time today, once talking about the Kissinger problem, the question of whether he goes on TV, which Ron and I spent considerable time hassling on, since Henry this morning came up with the point that he couldn't go on the CBS thing Thursday night because he had committed to Barbara Walters that he would do her first. And when Ron called her to try and set the CBS thing up, she made this point very strongly to him, thus putting him in a very bad spot. So Ron had to go back to CBS, who pointed out that Kissinger had also promised Marvin Kalb that he would give him the first shot. The upshot is a decision that he would go ahead on CBS and then would do Barbara Walters first thing after he gets back from Hanoi in China, which apparently has her at least partially satisfied, and Henry still totally dissatisfied, because his real problem is that he doesn't like the approach I took with him yesterday and what needs to be accomplished on these TV things, and that we'll be watching him to see whether he accomplishes it. This obviously has angered him, as he's expressed to Ron, although he was very cheery with me when he was in and out a couple of times during the day. Connolly was in to see me before seeing the president this afternoon. Said he wanted to talk about the energy problem and the need for some decisive moves in international trade. President had me in for a few minutes after his meeting with Connolly. Said Connolly had indicated he was ready to move on the party shift, but was trying to figure out the way and time to do it. Connolly's also agreed to go on the Today Show and try to make the pitch we need on the backing of the president, which we so far haven't been able to get out of Kissinger. The president left relatively early tonight because he had a dinner for Sato, end of January 31st.